This is 702 ABC Sydney.
You're with Thomas O'Reedy.
It's 22 minutes past four. We've been hearing today about a third runway takeoff incident at Sydney Airport in as many weeks. The incident involved a Virgin Australia flight, which was cleared for takeoff, before an air traffic controller cancelled the clearance after spotting a Qantas aircraft crossing the runway about 1,200 metres ahead. The Australian Transport Safety Bureau's Chief Commissioner Angus Mitchell told Hamish on 702 Mornings the investigation will look into whether training occurring in the control tower was a factor.
But it's not unusual to have trainees to at some stage get exposure to live environments under supervision. Now, how that occurred here and what was the level of supervision and whether that had any role to play at all, that's part of what our evidence collection will be.
It's Commissioner Angus Mitchell there from the ATSB. Air Services Australia are responsible for air traffic controllers. The CEO, Rob Sharp, has told the ABC that there were fully supervised trainees and that they were working with the Bureau.
We fully appreciate the seriousness of incidents, but there are well-honed paths in aviation when incidents do arise. Aviation is a safety-first industry. I've been in aviation for many years and I've had accountability for running airlines. So we do take it seriously. We'll work through the process with the ATSB, and if there are any learnings from it, we will certainly apply those.
James Nixon is a former A380 pilot who's with us now. James, good afternoon.
G'day, Thomas.
We keep hearing the phrase near miss, which I must admit when you think about it is kind of a strange phrase, a near miss, but is this a major concern or something that can happen when there are so many planes in the one place at once?
Well, they don't really call it a near miss in their language, the ATC language. They call it loss of separation, or they call it loss of separation assurance, whatever that means, and they have a near collision. As an airline pilot, you sort of know when you're having a near miss. It's sort of one of those things that's quite instinctive. This situation, it sort of feels like a bit of a storm in a teacup, this last one. The guys put the thrust levers up. They realised what was going on. They didn't even start moving, really, and they decided to wait till the aeroplane had crossed. And, you know, 4 seconds after being given takeoff clearance, they were told to cancel it. So it's almost in the same breath when the controller looked out the window and realised the other plane hadn't crossed yet. So these sort of things happen all the time, all around the world. It's part of the day's work. You know, you don't take off until the runway's clear, and you don't land till the runway's clear either. You continue the approach right down to the minima, right down to the runway's end, but you don't land until you get a clearance, and you don't land until the runway's clear.
Yeah, with all this talk about AI and everything, human eyes, nothing can beat them, right? I mean, just quantify it for us, right? Because in this latest incident, there was a 1,200-metre gap, right? 1,200 metres sounds like a fair distance away, but is it a fair distance with an aircraft taking off with that speed and that power? I imagine every second counts. 4 seconds doesn't sound like much, but is it a lot in aviation?
Well, they hadn't moved, so they were stopped on the runway waiting to get the takeoff clearance, and then this airplane was starting to cross the runway 1.2 kilometres away. That's a long way, you know, and so if they were moving fast, sure, these things are all relative, but they wouldn't have been in that situation. You know, no one would have crossed if they were moving already.
I mean, the ATSB, just with reference to what you said about the commonality of it, the ATSB says about 60 runway incidents happen every year across Australia. But is it unusual to see so many at a single major airport like Sydney Airport?
Well, you've got to go where the planes are.
Right. Okay.
So I suppose that's where they happen more often. You know, if you're going to have a plane crash, quite frankly, I used to fly out of Dubai with 123 Airbus A380s, and all the wingtips are at exactly the same height, aren't they? So if you're going to hit another airplane, it's more likely to be when you're taxiing around or being tugged around by a tug on the airport. So that's where the action happens. And there's a lot of movements going on all the time, and a lot of conversations, and a lot of changing from one part of the airport to the other by the controllers, and they're moving the traffic from one side to the other. So it's a very busy job, but they're not idiots in the cockpits. You know, the guys crossing the runway would have looked and seen the Virgin plane sitting down there at the end of the runway waiting for them to cross. Mm. And, you know, the first thing that happens when you get a takeoff clearance is you turn the headlights on. So that sort of gives everyone the idea that, oh, he's got the takeoff clearance. So they were probably crossing when the Virgin plane got the clearance, and probably they didn't see the landing lights go on until they were halfway across the runway. So
yeah, right.
Pilots aren't that stupid.
Yeah, right.
I mean, scared of dying.
Given that, you know, I mean, the Prime Minister, obviously we need to take safety very seriously, and the Prime Minister's calling for the immediate reporting of all incidents, fair enough. But I don't want to be alarmist about this either. You know, what would you say to people? This has been dominating headlines for days now. What would you say to people who might be a bit nervous about taking a flight due to these incidents, and I guess the conversation that's come out of them about airline safety and a shortage of air traffic controllers?
Yeah, well, I'd tell them, just calm down. There's two people up the front of the airplane who are probably more scared of dying than you are right now. So that's their job, to look out and see what's going on. So, you know, it's part of the job that you have to just keep an eye on what's going on.
Yeah.
We are expecting this all the time. We're always expecting someone to kill you. You know, only the paranoid survive.
Yeah.
You've got to assume the controller wants to kill you, the other airplanes want to kill you.
It's all on you.
You've just got to do your job to make sure it's as safe as possible.
How do you feel about the new airport arrangement at Western Sydney Airport? Because there's a lot of press around that at the moment. There isn't an air traffic control tower, a standard one. There's a series of cameras, and the air traffic controllers are at a base, you know, further away. Is that the way that airports should be going? Is that going to change things for the pilots? How do you feel about that arrangement? Hasn't been done in a lot of other parts of the world.
Well, it happened in Wynyard, Tasmania in about 1989, 1990.
I used to fly to Wynyard, Tasmania to go to my grandmother's in Burnie. That's a very, very different airport to a major metropolitan airport.
But the controllers were based at the airport, and all of a sudden the controllers are based in Melbourne, and you have no idea. As an operating pilot, you can't tell the difference where they're talking to you from.
Yeah.
They're in Melbourne, and you're operating in Wynyard, and you know, they're telling you of all the worries that you have to worry about down there as you're taxiing around. So I think we're pretty good at it, remote sensing pilots or air traffic control towers around the world now.
Okay.
But it'll be interesting, and there's not many movements there yet, so it'll be interesting to see how it develops.
Great to hear your thoughts, James. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
This is Drive.
You're with Thomas O'Reedy
on 702 ABC Sydney.